Mind and Fitness Podcast. I am your host, Eddie Lindenstein, coming to you from Seattle, as always. But I feel like it's almost like San Diego is becoming a TMS hub on the West Coast. Jim Prusak is there. Julie Markowitz is there. I feel like I'm missing a name or two. But Joe Christie is also there and on the line with me. Joe, how are you doing?
How you doing, Eddie? I'm doing excellent. Thank you.
Now, this is only really the second time that we had to talk. The first time was doing a webinar together a few months ago, to which I replayed on the podcast. You can go back a few episodes and listen to that where Joe was on. But this is going to be a good opportunity to actually interview Joe as opposed to just having him be the mystery voice that nobody knew. Nobody knows who you are or were on the show that was listening. So I'm excited to dive in because I've known a little bit about your story for a couple of years now, but to get a little bit more. So I guess, you know, initially, I'm always at a loss on where to start. Do we go from now and Tarantino it, or do we start in the beginning and have it be more the hero story? You pick, and I'll lead us there.
Yeah, that's funny. where do you begin, then recap, and then go, and then keep everyone interested. So I will put this up front for anyone who's listening. My goal is really to get you excited enough and hopeful enough that if you're in one of those positions when you're suffering from something that's chronic, like back pain, like musculoskeletal pain, or some of the other disorders now that are falling into these categories where traditional approaches are just not effective, and that's true for you, and you're starting to question what is the next step, is there a next step, and question what you've been being told, and you're frustrated, and really, like a lot of us, have just kind of hit that rock bottom stage and are just looking for something new. Well, this is truly something new. It changed my life. It changed every person's life who I know got into this in similar circumstances. And it's one of those truly new things under the sun that you can try and can actually work for you. And rare is there something new under the sun, revolutionary. And this is absolutely that. So if whatever my story is or whatever I can tell you can simply get you motivated to get the right book, to talk to the right people, to get you going in this direction, that's really what I'm hoping for on this podcast, really, Eddie. So thank you so much for having me, and I hope I can convert at least one person out there listening to this to keep going forward, because there's absolute light at the end of the tunnel.
You know, a spoiler alert, and we're not going to get into it right now, but Joe is one of the unique people that is on the podcast now at this point that has a was diagnosed with an issue or had a health issue that hasn't been talked about on this show before. And when you're 160 episodes in, that becomes harder and harder to do, to have something that's unique or new. So, but I want to start, let's say the moment when your pain began, as you kind of look back at it now. I think that for a lot of us, myself included, there's sort of like, there's like a time where the bottom fell out and the pain became so hard, or life became so hard to sort of function on a day-to-day basis. And maybe right before that, like what preludes that is kind of a fuzzy point in time. You don't really know how long you even had issues, but you know that you had them. And then you're sort of at this other part where you're doing work in the community on this kind of stuff. And so if you can close your eyes and think back to, you don't have to do it literally, but if you close your eyes and think back to when pain just became enough of an interruption in your life to where this is getting really bad, I need to go see a doctor. How long ago was that, and what was it?
Yeah, so I'm in certain ways the perfect subject for someone who would look into Sarno. I got very lucky. And when I say Dr. John Sarno, most people have probably heard of him. He, in my mind, is the foundational individual where a lot of people seem to start or be referred to that kicks off their journey and healing in this direction. And I was one of those. So really quick, Dr. Sarno started with back pain. because back pain is so ubiquitous or everywhere in society, even back when he started down this road looking into it, he realized, gosh, back pain is becoming a bigger and bigger problem. He just so happened to be in rehabilitative medicine, and he saw and recognized what we are doing for back pain is just not working. He realizes back in like the 60s or early 70s, I mean, quite some time ago, he had the courage to really say, I'm going to look at what's going on. He was a skeptic and he was a scientist and he was a very dedicated doctor. He's absolutely no quack. He is somebody you would see and sit down and say, this guy knows his stuff. He's old school and he would never be frivolous with what he does. And what he basically said was, I'm going to go back to the foundational science. Where are we getting our therapies from? And why aren't they working? Whether it's the surgeries, the physical therapies, et cetera, the injections. And he's like, one of the first things he discovered was the foundational science of what we are building our back pain therapies on is deeply flawed or not non-existent. And I'm not going to go too much into it because, again, the person you really need to hear from directly via his books are either Dr. Sarno himself or some of the physicians that came up under him first as patients and then went this route. And you're going to hear from them directly as physicians in their materials that they put out for the public. So that's that. But I will just say, it's fascinating to read how we could be so wrong about back pain, yet build a multi-billion dollar industry around something that we're treating incorrectly. The fascinating part is once you learn about it, it explains everything. And what I try to say, the metaphor, and this has been discussed before, is it literally changes your thinking from thinking, seeing, and being told the world is flat to opening your eyes. He discovered that the world was round, and it revolutionizes everything once you figure out the world is round itself. And I'm only hoping through what you do, what I do, my small part, what other people are doing, is people come to see, oh my gosh, the world is round and my back is finally going to get better and I don't need to do the surgeries, the medicine, et cetera. So that's where I'm kind of hoping to get people. And I know, again, this is a podcast, so I can be a little long-winded, but let me explain then why I was the perfect candidate or patient to walk into this. So I'm a very active person. I pride myself on being physical, et cetera. I was an athlete in college. And one day I was playing basketball and I went up for a layup. And this is when I'm mid-20s, out of college, still trying to stay fit. Incidentally, I was in that stage of my life, very stressful. You're starting a family, trying to make money, pay the bills, pay the mortgage. And that will come into play later why that's so important. But I'm playing basketball, trying to burn off steam, trying to stay fit, trying to stay young, even though I think I'm just playing basketball. And I go up for a layup and my back physically pops and instantaneously this horrendous pain comes over me. And I was like, uh-oh, I did what I've heard other people do. I did something to my back, my spine, something just happened. So I walk off the court. I'm walking at a 45-degree angle, but because I'm so active and I like basketball and surfing, I'm hardcore dedicated now to fight this, to overcome the pain, and to get back. I'm not going to be a victim of this back pain. I'm not going to turn into one of those people that has this forever. So I immediately dig into all the treatments. I'm doing physical therapy. I'm doing acupuncture. I'm going to see this doctor. I'm taking muscle relaxants. I'm going to chiropractors. I'm doing just everything to get better, and I'm getting worse. And then I'm resting. Oh, I just got to rest my back. I'm going to stop surfing. I got worse, or I wasn't really surfing at all, but then I stopped doing any activity just to rest it. That was worse. So I went to this doctor, and he did an exam. One of my legs was weaker than the other. I was in constant pain. I couldn't even barely stand up straight when I got out of chair. It took me forever. So I'm sure a lot of people with back pain really recognize this. And he's like, look, Joe, I've taken a picture of your back, your x-rays, there's a little scoliosis at the bottom of your back. If we do an MRI, you probably have a herniated disc. Your insurance probably won't pay for the surgery, but if we do, it probably won't work. And luckily, he said that to me because someone had been recommending to me Dr. Sarno's book about every 3 months. And I didn't know Dr. Sarno from Adam. I was convinced, okay, I'll read this one day if this doesn't work. I kept on putting it off. But I had somehow known, and maybe I had bought the book at that point, looked, read a little bit of it, and then put it down. I don't know what. I somehow knew I'm going to stop now, and I'm going to go before I get an MRI and look into surgery, which I don't want. And I know an MRI will probably solidify in my brain something is wrong with me. I'm going to go give this Sarno guy a try. So I get the book, Healing Back Pain. I start reading it. And I was reading it on an airplane ride over to Hawaii because I was working a medical conference. And I started to feel hope for the first time. I was like, this guy is saying something completely different, but it makes sense to me, and I'm fascinated right away. But it's a gigantic leap to listen and do what he's going to recommend from what I've been doing traditionally and alternatively, what I've been kind of taught to believe. So I land, I start reading this book, and then something else happens that I consider a blessing and why I'm destined to tell other people about this. I go into a medical discussion, a talk, and a physician, a young female physician, is speaking. And traditionally, I get the traditional type medical presentations, traditional treatments. And she starts talking about something exactly about what I'm reading. And I'm like, wait a second, what is going on? I'm listening in the back of the room, entranced. Like, what is going on? How am I sitting here seeing a doctor talk about what I'm reading about? There's no way. I've never heard this. I walk up to her after. Most of the doctors file out. They probably never bought what she was selling in the first place. Didn't even really get what she is saying because most doctors will beat around the bush when it comes to this because they don't want to be seen as a quack.
Yep.
But I got it. I was like, I'm connecting the dots here. I see what she's hinting at. So I walk up to her afterwards and I said, can you recommend a book that maybe talk more about what you're talking about? Or where are you getting this information? Who are you talking about? And she's like, there's a doctor named Dr. John Sarno. And if you want to read one of his books, I literally think she said, read Healing Back Pain. And I'm like, I almost like fainted. I was like, what is going on right now? Like, it was crazy. So immediately I read the book, not giving too much away. It tells you to stop resting your back. You're okay. Your spine is not damaged. It's a soft tissue issue that can be reversed. But one of the things you need to do is you need to go out and start surfing again. Doesn't say surfing, but he says, whatever you did prior, return to your normal life.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, I'm doing this. So I started surfing. It killed. I got a surfboard somehow when I was over there. I was totally in pain. I walked down the beach, but when I was actually surfing, I felt a little bit better. And as you can imagine surfing, you go from paddling on your stomach to popping up and surfing.
Hey, let me just tell you, Point Break is my favorite movie.
There you go. So I'm surfing this little wave and I'm like, I'm back. you know, at least I'm going the opposite direction of where I had been. I surfed every day, even though it hurt. And that was the beginning of my journey. Now, something that also might apply to the people that are listening, if they want to go on this route and read Healing Back Pain, doubt will absolutely start creeping back into your mind. You're not going to get better right away for most people. But he tells you, you have to stick to it. You have to give it faith. And my faith was running out a little bit at the end of the first week because the images of my spine being messed up. I mean, I could feel my spine. Like when they say you have a messed up disc, when your back pain hurts, you can feel your discs rubbing together. And
you can see it. Yeah.
You can see it. You can feel it. Like I could feel my spine was messed up, but you realize ultimately it was what was in your brain, not what was truly in your spine, which is another, like a miraculous thing that's hard to believe. But anyway, once you learn the right knowledge and you figure and you hear the science, it makes sense. And then that can go away. So doubt creeped back into my mind, but I had no other options. I pushed through. And then in time, I remember one day I woke up and I'm like, oh my goodness, it moved. Not it moved, but there's a little bit of pain relief. I feel a little different this morning than I have in months.
Yeah.
And I just kept going from there. So I just held on enough to get me going. And now I got super excited about it. You changed my life. I started reading all the books. Ultimately, I saw a doctor trained in this, which gave me additional healing and pain relief. So I just hope I can inspire one or two people to go on the same path that I and you and some other people went down that I know and just get better and then get their life better. I started feeling more empowered about my own health, et cetera. So yeah, so I'll stop there for now until you ask me another question, but it is really something to behold once you've overcome your first bit of pain.
How long ago roughly was that?
How long was what?
Well, how long ago was it that you you'd went to the conference, you'd read the, you know, read the book?
I would say it was about 13, 14 years ago.
Oh, so it was a while. Okay.
And I've since slowly got better over maybe the next couple years, got rid of my pain entirely, and I haven't thought of my back since.
Can you talk about, you know, hindsight is everything, but looking back, before that, can you just talk about your personality a little bit leading up to that point?
I also fit what Dr. Sarno mentions is the profile of people that generally tend to get this type of stuff. I'm super hard on myself. I'm very highly conscientious. I have a perfectionism streak. So internally, I generate a lot of self-inflicted pressure. And you'll read, especially if, you know, you have that similar type of internal pressure. And let's be honest, Eddie, who doesn't nowadays? Mm-hmm. Whether you're generated internally or just your brain and body are trying to process the tremendous amount of input that we're all receiving every day and being bombarded with in timelines and family and bills and modern society, and American modern society, is very hard to be able to manage, let alone if you have those personality traits that amplify those pressures. So if you do, the brain needs to do something with that. And what you'll read is what it does and how it does it. And once you learn those two things, you can reverse a lot of those chronic conditions that we suffer from, and the traditional and alternative medicine can't figure out why they can at best manage these things and they never actually go away. And I think that's what this will answer in a lot of health categories of a chronic nature.
Something you mentioned, that's okay. Something you mentioned a second ago that I want to make sure that you can differentiate a little bit for people listening is the notion of once you understand what this is, can you comment on that versus maybe somebody what somebody out there may be thinking when we're talking about this stuff. And they're like, okay, so he was a perfectionist and he expected a lot of himself, and they're getting bombarded with stuff all the time. So is the remedy then I stop being a perfectionist, I turn off the TV, I delete my social media, I do all this kind of stuff? Because that's not the remedy. Can you talk about that for a little bit?
Absolutely. And this is critical for people out there to understand. It's not that you have to completely eliminate or even really eliminate stress at all in your life, or difficult emotions, or things that you suffer with from an emotional or mental health aspect. That's not necessary. What is necessary is you need to learn the link simply between the two and your physical ailments, and you can get rid of your physical ailments first and then take the time to continue to improve yourself on emotional, spiritual level. So absolutely. Like, let's say if you struggle with anger, which is definitely something that I can be very angry about certain things, and I still work on that. Well, that's something I'm working on now, and I've worked, 14, 15 years ago, I had, and I got rid of my physical things, but it's been then since then is when I've really kind of started looking at myself and making myself more emotionally and mentally healthy. So yes, absolutely. It's not about making yourself a Zen master or eliminating all those internal pressures. It's about actually learning that what your brain is doing is trying to find an outlet. And one of those outlets are these physical conditions. And once you learn that, they can be reversed as long as you take the steps to do it.
A garnishment for that I want to make sure that I underscore a little bit is, those personality traits, or even if we just isolate anger and just say that by itself, if you take anger just by itself, okay, it's a thing. But if you take anger and then you add an excruciating back or stomach issues, all this sort of thing, it's like underlining, bolding, adding exclamation points, all this kind of stuff. And it just makes all those characteristics even worse. It makes the anger higher. It makes the pressure feel like it's bigger if you have these issues too. And I love that you said an outlet. The pain is the outlet to these things. Whereas some of the alternatives are like an outlet would be journaling, or an outlet would be some of the things that, and we're going to talk about Simply Sarno a little bit later, but some of the things that Sarno talks about in like the mind-body prescription, where he says making a list of different stressors in your life, writing for 20 minutes about those things, that's an alternative outlet. So then if you have the choice of either I'm going to have an excruciating pain, or I'm going to recognize these things that are issues in my life. I mean, on the surface, if you're in a tremendous amount of pain, you would say, well, I definitely want to take doing an inventory of all the bullshit in my life. But so few people will go that route, or they have a tough time believing that.
Well, the other thing they have a tough time believing at, it may be the most they have that is one is, well, how do I put this? Put it this way. What did I want to say right now? Lost my train of thought. Can you edit this, Eddie?
I can. I would rather not, because I think it actually is like two people just sitting around, and I like that a lot better.
I had a good point to make, and I'll come back to it once I remember when I start talking about something else.
That's okay. The other thing, and maybe we're fast forwarding through a lot here with what I'm about to ask. So, we can come back to it or adjust if we need to. But I had said in the beginning of the episode that you had one of the unmentioned ailments of anybody that's been on the show. I want to talk about Crohn's disease. I had never heard of it until my junior year of high school. I took chef school, like a cooking class in my high school, and I loved my teacher. And then I came back to do the second year of chef school, and she was gone, and she was on medical leave for like 6 months, and it was due to Crohn's disease. And then she came back, and she had lost, 75, 80 pounds, looked like a completely different person. But this is another one of those things where I do see it occasionally talked about. Tell us, what is Crohn's disease, and how does that play into your story?
Okay, so I'm under the impression, based on my own personal experience, that this approach is going to balloon out, and it already has. I mean, there's websites out there by very reputable people. Like, we can maybe talk about the Psychophysiological Disorders Association, a group of doctors that are doing phenomenal work in this space based off the Dr. Sarno's work. And I know that's a mouthful, people, if you're listening out there, but it's PPD Association.
PPDA.org.
But is it PPDA.org or is it PPDAssociation.org?
I'm going to double check, but I'm pretty sure it's the... Oh, nope, you're right. It's taking me to PPDAssociation.org.
So the takeaway message here...
You were right, PPDAssociation.org. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so that's fine. So the takeaway message here is there's a list now on their website, including physicians that are, you know, that are in that group, that lists this long list now of things that are either totally remedied or helped with this type of approach. And I think it lists certain, you know, just in general autoimmune disorders that are helped with this, but I'm going to tell you my story that is pretty unique and adds definitely a lot of spice to this, because what I didn't tell you with my back pain is I believe if my timeline is right, and this is again going back 13 to 15 years ago, I was already suffering before I got the back pain that really opened my eyes to this whole new approach. I was suffering from Crohn's disease, or what was diagnosed as Crohn's disease. So if you don't know what Crohn's disease is basically it's chronic inflammation within your gut that causes all sorts of problems. You can imagine nausea, you know, it can even close down this inflammation that you get in there. It can even close down your entire, you know, digestive system.
Yep.
To where they need to go in and do surgery, and wherever that closure is, they got to cut it out. So people go through this terrible, terrible disorder, surgeries, having trouble eating, losing weight, like you were talking about. And one day I was sitting in my backyard of this newly purchased, my first starter home, and I have a starter family and they're amazing. And I'm sitting there and I remember again, in my life, just like most people, there are lots of pressures, a lot of internal pressures you put on yourself, work, what are you doing in life, questioning. I'm so blessed with this family and this little house. So I knew I had so much going for me, but I still felt these things sometimes. And I'm sitting out in my backyard, not thinking about anything much at this point. Just got home from a day of work. I'm eating cherries for whatever, you know, reason. I remember that. And all of a sudden it felt like somebody took a hot burning poker and stabbed me in the stomach. I'd never really had anything like this before. I had some stomach upset chronically all the time, but I didn't really think much of it. I keeled over and went into the fetal position, and I was in the most pain that I've ever experienced. And I had no idea what was going on. To make a long story short, I got a colonoscopy ultimately, and they recognized in my gut, and Crohn's disease is specifically defined as inflammation of what they call your terminal ileum. And I think it's the junction between your large and small intestine or something like that. And visibly on my when I got that colonoscopy, it was basically closed. And the reason why I got it is I was in the hospital for like 7 days.
Wow.
Sick as a dog. My poor wife, you know, was sitting there like, what is going on? And I was sick. So I was absolutely diagnosed with this thing called Crohn's. I then went on to suffer with it for two, three, four years. I was on heavy immunomodulator, meaning it suppressed your immune system, because the theory is your immune system is attacking your own body for some reason. Again, that always goes back. A lot of times they have no idea why these things happen, but they know if we suppress the immune system, the symptoms will die down.
Yeah.
So between that and I was on a macrobiotic diet, which means just the cleanest, wholest foods possible. I felt okay, but go to the ER, get nauseous all the time. So I think in that whole area, if I recall correctly, that's when I got the back problem, overcame the back problem, but then I still had Crohn's, and I didn't think at the time there was any sort of relation between the two. But then over time, as I continued to read and understand kind of what my brain was really capable of, and I felt more empowered over my own health, and I started to figure things out, and I realized when I passed a red line of anger or self or, you know, doubt or something internally, that's when I seemed to be getting sick.
Yeah.
So then I made this link, just like to my back, that there is a direct link between what's going on inside of me and what's going on with this Crohn's that I had. Because I felt, why am I getting this thing? What is going on? And so maybe as I started to read the science about that, I started to recognize the same inconsistencies and cracks in the science that Sarno recognized with the back. It hit me so powerfully, Eddie, that, and I'm not saying this is to everybody, but I'm telling you, there's some sort of amazing thing going on. I looked in the mirror and I said, that's it. I'm getting off my immunomodulator. I'm going out to drink pizza and beer with my buddies tonight. Or maybe it was just by myself. And this is probably a month after the last time I went to the ER,
yeah.
You know, but it hit me so powerfully, like, this is it. I'm done. I never got sick again.
That's amazing.
That was it. That was it. And I stopped all again, just like for the back, I stopped any special diet. Anything that I was doing in my life for my Crohn's, I stopped. And I just went back to my life. I quit my medicine, and that was it. And so I think if you talk to like people like you, me, other people in this space, there's a long list of these incredibly impactful, difficult disease states that once you get to the right place, you can now overcome, where at best with the traditional systems out there, you may not be getting those results. So that's all I'm saying is this is something else in the arsenal that medicine desperately needs that might be right for you if other things aren't working, right? So that's all I'm trying to say.
That kind of reminds me of it was about 2.5 years ago that I walked it. So I had taken – it was daily, every day for about 10 years. And I previously – it's interesting. So I took – a daily pill for asthma, a daily pill for allergies, and like a nasal thing, a nasal spray, along with an inhaler. I took all that stuff from when I was like 10 or 11 until I was 16 or so. Didn't take anything from when I was 16 till I was about 21, 22. And then suddenly started getting really terrible asthma and allergies again. And I went to a doctor. They re-prescribed me to all those things. And I was taking them for about 10 years. And then 2.5 years ago, I walked in. This was after, you know, this is post back pain. This is post chronic stomach issues, Sarno stuff. And I just sort of looked at the mirror and just literally just said, like, I'm done. I'm not taking this stuff anymore. And it was exhausting to take 5 different prescriptions every day for 10 years. You know, we go to Australia, we go to Europe. I have to make sure that I have enough to get me through these trips. And so I'm going to the doctor and I'm getting them prescribed and I'm getting them renewed and I'm having to go see him all the time, right? Because after 3 months, he wants to see, is it stuff? Do you still need this stuff? I have not taken a pill since that day. That was 2.5 years ago. And I used to have to take an inhaler before every workout, regardless of how strenuous it was. I mean, since then, I just like literally today on a whim, I have not pulled out my pedal bike. It's been a few months or a couple of months, and it's a. You live in San Diego, so you don't understand what it's like. But when it's sunny here in Seattle, today it's 41 degrees, but it feels much warmer because we see the sun so infrequently. And I just hopped on my bike and I did a 14-mile ride on a mountain bike, all on pavement. So it took me 1.05 hours or 1.10 hours. But like, I'm hauling ass. I'm on a mountain bike. They're not built for long, you know, longer distance. And I don't, you know, I didn't need to have any of that. I can do CrossFit workouts that are 45 minutes. Along with my heart rate at 155 to 165 and not need a puff of an inhaler. I don't feel like I need to keel over and die. And literally the only thing I did was look in a mirror and say, I'm done. Just like what you're talking about.
That's incredible. And yeah, sometimes it's just hitting that right tipping point and everything changes. Sometimes it's more gradual. So everybody, like you said, has a different experience, and each person has a different experience sometimes depending on what they're dealing with. My back pain slowly went away, and then my Crohn's went away in an instant. So even within a person, it's a constant evolution and the gaining of more and more knowledge, which gives you more and more confidence to take more and more risks based off what you've been conditioned to believe. And so you're constantly just working with yourself and the knowledge and some maybe other resources out there, or maybe a TMS train, when we say TMS train, but what I'm trying to say is someone who is a Sarno aware physician who builds upon his work, and you just build confidence, and then you just start overcoming these things that to the standard naked eye seems impossible. But it also seemed impossible that the world wasn't flat, because if you look at the horizon, it's flat.
Yeah.
There's no way the world is round, but it is. You just kind of got to learn and start looking a little bit more deeply at the stars and then eventually just sail the opposite direction than you would normally sail. And you end up not falling off the edge of the earth.
Right? Yep. It's been 13 or 14 years. And since then, I imagine that you've had a back twinge or a knee problem or something like that has probably happened since. If it hasn't, correct me if I'm wrong, and I'll move on to whatever the next thing is I'm going to ask. But have you had anything else come up since then? And if it has, how have you combated it?
Yeah. So you eventually get to a comfort level, whether it's something that reminds you of something you've had before. Like maybe I've had a little bit of pain in my back or something, or something new comes up, you start to get better and better at being able to more quickly dismiss it and stop worrying about it. But it depends on your own personal history, meaning if I get some sort of back twinge, which I almost never do, I almost feel like you could slam me against a brick wall and I couldn't get back pain anymore.
Yeah.
Like I'm so convinced that how strong my back and spine and healthy they are, and it's nothing wrong, that it's really, really hard for me to get back pain. But I have had things prop up. Like there was a time where I'd be laying down in bed and my leg would just start tingling like crazy. So I think they call it restless leg syndrome. And it was this phenomenon reemerging again that you'll learn about as you read and how it works and why it works and how to reverse it. But it's scary. It's new. I don't know if it's exactly this. I start trying to apply the principles and it doesn't immediately going away. But then it kind of went away, and then it came back again later, and I got comfortable again saying, okay, I'm okay with this. If it wants to do this, maybe I'll just get up, walk around. And then a couple of days later, it was gone and it's never come back since. So you just kind of, you become your own physician in certain ways, right? Like you're just like, oh, okay, I think I'm okay here. Maybe I'll go get this checked out if I think it's in this other category where medicine is so amazing, right? So you just have to start making your own judgments on what to do and when to do it. But it is truly empowering over time. So
my wife
that's
was
what I would just say.
My wife was pitching me a bunch of shit last week because I spent, a couple of years there where I went to so many doctors. We're talking 25 medical professionals just in that span of time to try and get this one thing diagnosed that I have not even gone to have a checkup since early 2017, which really annoyed. I'm like, I don't want to know. And I'm not trying to be a martyr. It's just, I know that medicine can be super helpful and all this kind of stuff, but I don't need things to worry about or consume myself with. And that's kind of where, but then, maybe it's also given me a bit of invincibility, arrogance, whatever it is that you want to call it. But I'm just not really like, I went on a motorcycle trip with my two best friends in the summer. We went, we did like 16 or 1700 miles, and we did it in 3 nights, which is that's a lot. We took the 101 from Seattle and went all the way down to Redding, California, went into the Redwoods, and then basically came all the way back up. We'd finish out those days, and those guys were popping, they were having six or seven IPAs, and they were taking a bunch of Tylenol because they just kept saying how much their bodies hurt and all this kind of stuff. And I'm sitting there with, like, you know, a White Claw and some high chews and some gummy bears. And I'm like, I'm good. What are you guys doing? Like, get up, which I don't know. I feel like it's made me less of a sensitive person when it comes to other people, with maybe less empathy when it comes to pain. But I mean, I talked to, like, good friends of mine that, you know, they're super scared of getting COVID, and this isn't going to be a COVID conversation, but then they're super scared about getting the COVID vaccine, and then they're worried about what's going to happen down the road, and then all this kind of stuff. And I'm just kind of like, I mean, you know, I guess maybe a little healthy dose of worry is fine, but ultimately there's not really any, you know, if it's raining, you can't do anything about the rain, and it just is what it is. That's sort of just become my mantra when it comes to all these things.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, we're all like, you know, I tend to worry about stuff and catastrophize, where I'll hear something that goes on and all of a sudden I'm laying in bed at night and my brain goes to some scary place. And those are certain things that I continue to work on, right? So we're all going to have our brain to deal with. But one of the things we can take back control of first are some of the physical symptoms that our brain is the center of.
Yeah.
And once you learn what's actually going on, you can start making tremendous progress first physically, I believe, and then actually go maybe more into just the overall mental health, emotional health, spiritual health things, because you've kind of built a foundation of strength to which to build upon. And it was a good starting step in the right direction for me, because once you get rid of physical pain, or one physical pain, whether something else physical comes along or not, you're still going to suffer.
Yeah.
There is suffering beyond the physical pain that you're always going to have to address and work on through life. That's just life. So I continue to do things from a psychological perspective that I really need to do to try to keep from being too extreme in my feelings and this and that. So again, that's why I go back to, for so many people, I hope if they are having these chronic conditions and they do start with Dr. Sarno's material or this philosophy, and they do overcome one thing, it'll start them to a lifelong of healing physically and spiritually and emotionally that they just maybe not have known was possible before.
What can you just, because you said it a second ago, can you comment on some of the things that you either did in the past or are doing? You know, it's not, because the Crohn's conversation is interesting, because you had said, like, you know, basically walked up to a mirror and just said, I'm done with this, and that was kind of it. But are there you know, are there any sort of methods or different things that you've done over the last 15 years, whether it's journaling or somatic work or all the, you know, I know that, you know, Jim Prusak well, he's got a lot of things in his toolkit. Is there anything in particular that you do, or for you, was it really the belief, was the tackling piece, and that allowed your nervous system to just sort of chill out and say, Joe, it's cool?
Yeah. So I think, again, everything is in its due course and its due time. In certain ways, we're on the universe's time clock, right? So what I really encourage people to do is say, look, start just learning. Don't have an expectation, even though, of course, we're going to want the back pain to go away immediately. I didn't even think about it at the time, but eventually I got rid of my Crohn's. But it was in due time, right? After I started learning and sticking with it, then my back started slowly going away. And I'm going to get to some other steps I made real quick. But then it was only after like 2 years then of continuing to learn and this and that, was it really time for me to jump on something like that? Just the timing is right. So I think you really just got to start walking the path and allowing things to happen as they're supposed to unhappen, which is hard to do, but that's how this stuff unfolds. So let's just look at my back pain. So I did everything traditional and alternative, like I said, hit that rock bottom stage, started reading the book, got some just additional amazing endorsements out of the blue from like these doctors. So really bolstered my confidence I was on the right path. So I start reading this book, sticking to it. I probably relied on that book for, let's say, 6 to 8 months. It was like my Bible.
And you're saying healing back pain.
Sorry, yes, healing back pain. So I went from probably an 8 or a 9 pain down to maybe, let's say, a 2 or a 3. Let's just say a 3. And then I plateaued. So about 6 to 8 months later, just kind of reading and rereading the book and being at a 3, just ecstatic that I could do everything in life I wanted to do, but still had this like low grade 3, 2, 3 amount of pain, which was kind of like a thorn in the side. You know, you want, I'm like, hey, and I went back to the original person who had his own amazing story via Sarno, which I won't get into. He was way worse than me and got better. And he was even coming from a worse place. He's like, the next thing you may want to do is go see my doctor, Dr. Schechter, in LA, to give you further reinforcement that this is the right diagnosis. And he actually has some additional material. So I went to him. He basically, you know, did a full, you know, an exam, talked to me, took my history, did a physical exam. And my back pain and other pain fit into the profile of where it hurt and why it hurt, which Dr. Sarno goes into, that there's these patterns. So once you recognize the patterns in yourself or a doctor who's trained in this see these patterns, they can give you a relatively confident diagnosis. Why I say relative is they're going to get you like 8 or 9 tenths of the way there. You still got to be take that, you know, confident final jump to it. And he's like, yeah, you most likely have this. So he gave me that and he gave me a workbook to do. So I went home with that diagnosis from a doctor, which further eased my brain, probably gave me more confidence, did his workbook. And then maybe over the next 6 months, I went from that 2 or 3 pain, probably down to a 0.5 or a 1. And then over the next 5 years, that went away completely. And I don't have any back pain ever.
Yeah.
And my spine is exactly the same or maybe even a little worse than when I started, because it has nothing to do with the spine and you need to learn why.
You know, we're down to the last few minutes here. Can you, you're working on a project now, which again, if you listen to the podcast that I put out a few weeks ago, it was of the Simply Sarno webinar that I did with you, but we talked a little bit off air about the project that you're doing and the offering that you have. Talk a little bit about that. And maybe most importantly, why you have sort of built the package the way that you have to service and help people.
Yeah. So I put together a package for people and I have it on a website. The program is called Simply Sarno and it's at simplysarno.com. And the reason why I put Simply and Sarno together as this package title is because there's now a lot of people doing some amazing stuff based off this work, but there could be sometimes conflicting messages. Not saying one isn't right for one person or one and the other isn't right for another person, but it can get a little confusing now. And from my understanding and history and talking to all these other doctors, it seems that the patients that get better start with Sarno as their foundation.
Yep.
And that may be most of or all of what they need. Or even the doctors that I know in this space got significantly better or better themselves using Sarno's method.
Yep.
And are now building upon that. And usually if you go see them, they're going to refer you either back to their book that is based on Sarno's principles or the Sarno book itself, and or some offer you some of these supporting resources that I've been talking about. So my vision has always been, wow, based on what I know and what I've gone through and the materials that I've seen that are supportive and some of the additional things that were given to me, like endorsements by people, other patient testimonials, I'm going to put together a package built around Sarno's book, but with some of these supportive resources that I and other people's used. And I'll tell you what those are in a second. Just to gather everything together for someone who's interested to start down this path. It's inexpensive. It's all in one place. You can start. You just do it at home. it'll take you like through 4 to 6 weeks of just getting started on this. And it's a way to get this out to as many people as possible, because it's not expensive, but it's a little bit more than just giving you a book.
Yep.
So it's the book. It's Dr. Schechter's workbook that I used to get even enhanced healing. It's some emails that you get that keep you focused, keep your faith and your confidence there so you don't quit, which is key. It just encourages you. It gives you some questionnaires that give you a deeper understanding of yourself. So it just gives you a little bit more than the book itself, gives you some additional materials, and the price of the program is not much more than the cost of the materials themselves. So yeah. I'm really just hoping that people either find out about this and start here or start somewhere similar and just get the ball rolling for themselves, because ultimately 80% of the work is going to have to be done by the person learning this themselves. But hopefully this will start changing your life.
You know, maybe one thing that I'll do either on Patreon or in the Facebook group or something is like a video unboxing. So I'm going to get one of these and do like an unboxing of what's in it. I think that the thing that really differentiates the typical approach of where, so let's say mine as an example, where I went to Amazon, I was looking for foam rollers or different things that I could get for my back or tennis balls or whatever, and then it was a suggested purchase was healing back pain. And so I thought $6 Kindle, you know, I'll start to read or whatever, and check this out, and mostly because of the amount of reviews that were on it. But I remember when I finished, I had a huge moment. Like, I mean, it sounds just like what you had said when you first read the Sarna book, and then even more so went to the conference, where I was like, how is nobody talking about this? It's like the Holy Grail. And it makes logical sense. And this guy's from NYU, and there's a couple times in his book where he mentions, you know, he's built this off of, like, he had built it after reading medical studies that came out in the 30s and the 40s. So it's not like he was the new guy. You can even go all the way back to separation of medicine and the church and all that kind of stuff. And because that's all the rage talks about that, Descartes and all that kind of stuff. But as far as like Sarno goes, I had read and I was like, this is kind of the mother load right here. But after that was done, I was just kind of like, all right, what do I do now? And I think that's where a lot of people get to. And I think that unfortunately then the diverging path then becomes that, okay, well, I'm going to join this Facebook group and then I'm going to go in the forums. And then you do sort of get this blast of information overload. And I can't remember if we talked about this offline or online, but some of the reason this is beginning for you, meaning you listening to this, is that you're getting information overload and sensory overload from so many different things. The fact you're a perfectionist, your kids are insane, your job sucks, you hate your boss, the world's on fire, the Capitol building's being stormed, the new president's coming in, people are getting shot, like the COVID vaccine pandemic is in, you're teaching your kids from home, right? You're just boom, 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 boom. And then you find this new thing that will help you, but you go out and find more things to continue coming at you. So what I like about this is it's a package that says, here is a prescription. Do the things that are in this box and just be done with it. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, there, what you bring up is there's two things I really tried to do that I find. I find that a lot of people that maybe even have read Sarno, that, you know, it didn't really work for me. And I was like, okay, so maybe they just weren't ready. Maybe they'll pick it up later and that'll be great and it'll work then. The second thing I've realized though is when someone says that, and then I just start asking some very simple questions about their understanding of what Sarna was trying to say, they don't really understand or glossed over or haven't really truly absorbed some of the key principles. And what I really try to highlight with this program as well is, like, for instance, he talked about these three very specific do's and don'ts. And I relied on not only was the book itself, the Bible, on the first page of Healing Back Pain, there's three do's and there's three don'ts. And for whatever reason, I was at my point in my life where I actually read a book from the first page. You know, like when you're in high school and you do a book report, you skip over the first page, you skip over the prologue, you get to chapter one, right? Well, I was like, okay, I'm going to read, you know, soup to nut. And so I saw this three do's and don'ts. And those are the things I thought of every time I had pain during the day. Instead of just worrying about the pain, it was a proactive way to say, okay, what are the core principles here? So when I hear people, oh, I read Sarno, but it didn't really work. What do I do? I'm like, well, do you know the three do's and don'ts? And they're like, I have no idea. 70, 80% of the people, maybe 90, will be like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm like, it's on page one.
I'm raising my hand because I couldn't. I'm gonna go back and look tonight because I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah. So his three do's and don'ts are literally the core, the seed of this whole movement, in my opinion. And you'll see why when you read them. And I actually made a reminder card in this program that lists those three do's and don'ts. Like, don't overlook this. This is key.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people that doesn't work for, this may be the key that they missed. And there's some other examples like that, whether if you get the package with healing back pain or you want to maybe go into the mind-body prescription because it expands on a couple things. But I do recommend if you have back pain or musculoskeletal pain, start with healing back pain. It's very focused, simple, direct. And then if you have some of these other disorders, maybe then considering getting the mind-body prescription package.
Yep.
But that's what I really try to do. Just say, hey, look, if you're going to read Sarno, do it right. Understand it completely. And then if it doesn't work or then you want to move on, okay. Because you're seeing a doctor that's trained in this, if you can do that right up front, great. But it's not easy. It's not always necessary and it's not very easy to find these guys. So that might need just to become second. And then you start with this, you know, and see where you get. I have some ultimate recommendations at the end of the program as well to where you continue your healthcare journey. And it's all relatively expensive, but it's 15 years of what I've learned with this, talking to other multiple patients, running webinars, talking to doctors, seeing them in person, going to their trainings. I boiled it all down to where I think is a great start, and it will get it to the most people possible above and beyond just the book. If it's just the book, great. That works for you, great. But for a little bit more, you're going to get a lot more of these materials that a lot of us use, you know. And then they say, what's next? What do I do? Well, then boom, right after you're done kind of reading that, you get the Mind-Body Workbook by Schechter, who's also a genius. And he recaps all of Sarno's stuff, his own testimonial. And then you do this stuff 10 minutes a night, and it'll help you even get better.
Yep.
So I just try to put that initial stuff in the package. You get the initial package immediately. I send it out to you. And then you get periodic emails just to keep you on the right path.
SimplySarno.com is where you can go check this out. It's beautifully laid out, actually. I've tried to make jumps at creating a website a couple times, and it just never looks clean. So I applaud you on that. Any departing words, Joe, before we end here?
No, I just think this is going to be a great part of healthcare's future. I think they're starting to learn, and the science is coming along to where they're realizing the brain is really in control of what's going on in the body. As a matter of fact, the brain is the body, right? If you're talking about the body being everything from the skin inwards, it's all one thing and it all works together. And we've ignored it and not understood how emotions or different things work and affecting the body. And I think that's where a lot of this is going. And it will be a great addition to where we are in healthcare now. And I look forward to this continue to expand. And hopefully this has inspired some people. And I really appreciate, by the way, Eddie, what you do. You're a very smart guy. You ask great questions. Your podcasts are awesome. And so thanks for having me on.
Joe Christie, thank you. SimplySarno.com.